150 years after the Battle of Chickamauga, the city of Waukesha remembered the fight at a ceremony this fall. Waukesha and the battle site near Chattanooga, Tennessee, are 700 miles apart and might not seem to have a close connection. But here at a Civil War monument outside the Waukesha Library, Craig Wheeler starts to make the link by reading the monument's inscription.
Erected in honor of the men who faithfully served our country in the War for the Union, 1861-1865.
Wheeler is a member of Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War. He goes on to explain the Waukesha Monument was dedicated in 1911 on the mid-September anniversary of the Chickamauga Battle due to the high number of Wisconsin soldiers killed or wounded.
There were four infantry regiments, three artillery batteries and a cavalry regiment, and they all suffered heavy casualties in that engagement.
Including, Wheeler says, Colonel Hans Christian Hegg, who was killed. A statue of Hegg is outside the state capitol in Madison. Margie Say's great-great-grandfather, Thomas Thompson, served under Hegg and was wounded at Chickamauga. Say says Thompson's sacrifice and that of her military-serving father, uncle, and husband make her proud.
You know, without them, freedom would be less. Our freedoms would be fewer.
Chickamauga wasn't the only fight near Chattanooga with strong connections to Wisconsin. 150 years ago this coming Monday, the Battle of Missionary Ridge took place. As part of the action, Wisconsin soldier Arthur MacArthur grabbed a regimental flag and led a charge, by most accounts yelling, "On Wisconsin!" His accomplishment is noted in a film that plays in a museum near the battle site.
Arthur MacArthur of the Wisconsin Volunteer Infantry will receive the Medal of Honor for his heroic conduct on Missionary Ridge.
The film also notes that MacArthur's son was General Douglas MacArthur. Some preservationists say the bravery at the Civil War battlefields of Chattanooga is in danger of being diminished by a growing haze of noise and development around the military parks. The Chickamauga battlefield is hardly a quiet sanctuary now as a busy North Georgia highway runs through it. But there are worries about more businesses and suburban homes being built nearby, potentially preventing more discoveries about the battles. Private fundraising is going on to try to protect additional land, but Don Barger of the National Parks Conservation Association worries about federal dollars not being there to help maintain any more purchases. He says being cheap on battlefield preservation now would not bode well for the next century and a half.
I think what we're seeing is 150 years out, we have a few last chances to get as much as we can to tell the story as best we can 150 years from now.
The idea of additional protection of Civil War battlefields sounds good to Wisconsinites like Margie Say, the descendant of wounded Union soldier Thompson.
Besides the Revolutionary War, this is one of the main battles that our country has had here on its own soil.
Say says the historical sites can also be a place for solemn thought, peace, and much-needed green space. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.